Yeah, absolutely, it was. But he was very patient about it, and he didn't have very much wire, maybe an inch of wire to play with. But I never thought he'd get it. I kept telling him, listen, if it's too much of a hassle, don't worry about it. But, you know, he stopped for a while, had his soup. When he was waiting for his main course, he went back to it and finally got it in the connector and then crimped it after he had his lunch. So we went out and tried it out, and it worked, so I was real happy. I still have a spare cable coming, just in case. It's always nice to have an extra one. But now I'm back on the mic cord for that radio, so it's a lot more comfortable in the car. Unfortunately, I didn't get to take the car this morning, so I really only got to use it on my drive home.
Very good. I only met Gordon once when I went to his class about a year and a half ago, but I could see Gordon a little like me. Once I start wanting to do something, I am very persistent. I just don't give up.
KD2BOR in one of your Q. Gordon's a very nice guy and a very, very knowledgeable guy. He's a good guy to make friends with. If you have any problems, you know, like I did, you know, he seems to know a lot about everything. So it came in handy. I was real happy that he had all that stuff and was able to do it for me. I mean, I would like to do it. I've seen it done on the Internet, but they did it a lot differently than Gordon did it. You know, they used a long length of cable. This was for, you know, a Cat5 cable, but with the RJ45 connector, and they pulled the wire straight through the connector, crimped it, and then just cut them off flush. He just pushed enough wire in there so that it, you know, it met the contacts. But I never would have been able to do that.
Takes a little patience, I guess. Okay, very good. Over to you, Steve. KD2, BOR.
Okay, Rock, thank you. KB2, TIA. I'm looking at a picture of your radio. Carlos put one up on the Facebook group, a picture of what your radio looks like a stock photo, and it's very clear. You can read all the dials and everything. So, very nice. Very nice indeed. And Charlie, Tony mentions you as helping him out in one of the posts. So I guess you can check that out when you get home. And I put on the... on that post for him to see that I have the antenna and I could just drop it in the mail for him. So, but if you talk to him, John, let him know so he doesn't buy anything, because he said that he was waiting on Charlie to suggest something before he buys an antenna.
Okay, roger that. All right, guys, I'm going to go to sleep, so we'll talk to you guys next time. 73 all around. Take care, guys. Make it the best day ever. KC2HBR, clearing out. Charlie?
All right, 73, John. I'll talk to you later. KC2HBR, N1MUQ. Go ahead, Steve.
73, John. Pleasant dreams, and stay safe. Over to you, Rocky.
73, Johnny. Sweet dreams. Talk to you tomorrow, KD2, VOR.
Found his way to the Nagoya antenna, and so he put a link up to it with a picture of it. So, but he said he was waiting on to your suggestion.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, if you could send that to him, that would be great. That would really help him out a lot and give him a little bit more gain. Maybe he'll get into it. I know he can hear the machine, just can't get into it from where he's located. And it'll also probably help him get into other machines better. But I did tell him if he can, I don't know what his funds are like, but if he can get himself a dual-band mag mount, nothing fancy, MFJ would be fine, and get the right connector for the radio, and get it outside on an air conditioning unit, he may be doing a lot better. But I did get to talk to him on the Bofang, and it sounded pretty good.
I heard a guy in Ecuador just before I got on the radio with you guys, and he had an ICOM 730, so I got to hear what it sounded like.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I've heard a few guys on 857s that sounded real good. I was very impressed. But a lot of the guys, though, had external, not external, had the optional filters in. So that helped out as well. I'd like to get the filters one day for the radio, but I'm afraid I'll jinx myself. I'll buy the filters and the radio crap out on me.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the Facebook page helping people out. You know, it's one of the cool things that I had in mind when I established it was that we'd be able to help each other out. And, you know, you can see what somebody's talking about. You know, you can see what the antenna looks like or the radio looks like by putting up a picture. So it's pretty cool. He's the 16th member of our little group.
Oh, very nice, very nice. You should tell guys that you talked to on HF to check it out. Or maybe put a little link to it on your QSL cards and see if anybody pops on from, you know, overseas and joins it.
I saw that you got your hands a little dirty. You approved them into the group. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, it was staring me in the face, the button to approve them. So I said, eh, what the hell, let me do it. So all I had to do was press the button.
I know. Well, that's why I made you, I can't speak today. I had this problem at work, too. I just cannot speak. That's why I made you an administrator, and Joe, too. Because, you know, Joe knows a lot of guys, and I figured he'd be able to approve the people, and you certainly know a lot of guys, and so I'm glad to see that, you know, you jumped in and just did it.
Yeah, I tell you, it's catching on pretty quick, and it's got some nice nice links on it and stuff, some nice information as well. Carlos has put up that stuff for the Bofang, so in case anybody else is having trouble with it. I tell you, that one site that he gave me, if you go through that whole site, I mean, it's quite extensive what the guy put up for the Bofang, but if you go through that, you don't have any trouble manually programming that radio. The important thing is, I think that's one thing that helped with Tony, is we went through all the menu settings from 1 to, I don't know how many menus there are in there, 30-something, but we went through every single one, and I made him set it the same way I had mine. At least the ones that, you know, I knew had to be set a certain way. The colors and stuff, that was his choice. But he had a small S on his screen. And I don't know what it was for. I don't know if it was causing any problems. But after we went through all the menu settings and matched them up to mine, the S was gone. And then, of course, he had no problem getting the radio set up. So that might have been part of the problem, too. I just wish I knew what it was. But that's because when I went on that site, that guy goes through every single menu setting and tells you what to set them at for repeater use. So it worked out well. I'm glad he's got the radio up and running and 955 in there. Now we just have to get him set up with an antenna situation so he can get into the into this repeater. Give me a minute. I'm just coming up to work. I want to dump out my old rug that I brought. And then get my parking spot. Of course, we have a tractor trailer over here. Parked the wrong direction. What a moron. Anyway, give me a couple of minutes. I'll be back. N1MUQ mobile.
Sorry about that, Rock. We doubled almost the whole time.
Oh, trouble. I was just going to clear to get cleaned up and jump in the mobile. I said if you were going to clear before I get in the car, I was just going to say 73 and hope we can talk to you tomorrow. And Charlie, I'll talk to you from the mobile, 82 Bjorn.
Okay, Rock. I was saying that you should talk with your girlfriend and see if you can sign on to the group. You know, you can see all the stuff that we're talking about, and it'd be pretty cool to have you in there. So, see what you can do. I know you said not too keen on the Facebook thing, but it's a private group. It's not like everybody's going to see what you're, you know, there's only 16 of us in there, and it's everybody that we know and talk to. So, in any case, you know, you're certainly welcome. KB2TIA.
Thanks, Steve. I'm going to tell her about that. I didn't know all the particulars. It's just like people that are in it can get into this site, and I guess nobody else can, right?
Nope. It's what they call a closed group. So you have to search for us and then request access. And nobody gets in that Charlie, me, or Joe doesn't allow.
Okay, very good. I'm going to put that to her this morning and see what she says. I really like to jump in. I don't know too much about Facebook, but I guess I'll learn. Okay, thanks, Steve. Let me say 73. If you're still in there, it should be in the mobile in about 5 minutes. KD2, BOR.
I'll be standing by for a few minutes. KB2TIA.
And 1MUQ, mobile. Okay, all set up over there. Yeah, the only thing with that is if Rocky signs up to the Facebook through his girlfriend's computer, she'll know what radios he's buying.
Yep, I guess that's true. I guess she sees them when he brings them home. I don't know. Did you see what Jim was up to? He's been watching the space station fly by.
Just wanted to drop the power down since I turned the car off. You know what? I think I did read something about that. Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Did you see the article on QRZ? A ham in the Midwest, I think it was, picked up the North Korean submarine's secret message.
No, I didn't see that. That's on the QRZ page. I very rarely read. Sometimes I read the articles. If the headline captures my interest, I'll read it. But more than anything else, I just I have that as my homepage, and I'd like to see what's on sale, what they're selling.
Well, with QRZ, pretty much you read the headline and you don't have to read the article because they just cut to the chase and you figure it all out. But so I read this one, and the guy heard a number station, and I guess you know what I'm talking about. And there was a data burst at the end of it, which usually is very short, you know, like a 2-second data burst, and this one was like 30 seconds, so he knew it was something big. And they had sent out their submarines with, and I guess that was their secret orders.
Was he able to decode it?
It doesn't go into that detail. Just says that he was able, he intercepted the message. I don't know if he recorded it or what, but it just mentions that he did it.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's amazing the things that hams pick up. You know, just listening. I mean, they got you know, ham radio operators listening to signals from outer space, waiting for somebody to contact us.
I was always liked that story. There was an article I read a while back, maybe a couple of months ago. There was two hams on vacation, and they kept hearing the number station, Yosemite Sam, saying, I'm going to blow you to smithereens, and then the numbers would be read. And they heard it on a couple of different frequencies, and so they decided to track it down, and they drove like two states, pinning down where it was coming from, and they pull up to like a place, looks like a refinery, and a bunch of security guys come running out saying, you can't be here, you gotta get out of here. And it was it looked just like a refinery, like for milk or something, you know, like whatever it was. And it was the base where they were transmitting from, like in some town, and it was, you know, nobody there knew what it was. And that was sending out messages to our spies around the world.
Oh, that's pretty good. I never heard of that.
Do a search for I'm gonna blow you to smithereens or something like that, and you'll find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll try to do that in my spare time. The few minutes I'm going to have, this is going to be a busy weekend for me. I'm taking Monday off. The carpeting is coming on Monday. I've got a little bit of painting I have to try to get done. Luckily I got all the carpeting out. I got to vacuum the the living room floor. The hardest part is going to be moving the piano out of the way. I got it off the rug. It's still on the wooden floor. I'm going to try to slide it either into another room or just out of the way so they can put the carpeting down and then put it back. It's not easy to do, though, when you're trying to do it by yourself.
No, it isn't. Carpeting is a huge chore. And I haven't enjoyed it the few times I've had to do it. Especially those nail boards and stuff. It's a pain, you know. I've heard the number stations, I've heard all that stuff when I used to scan around, heard airplanes, I've heard the, that Israeli scrambling device, I've heard a lot of that stuff, so it's always been interesting to me, you know, so, whenever I see those type of stories, I like to read them.
82 BOR in a Mobile.
Hey Rocky, how far from your shop do you live, you know, where you're gonna have the, radio?
I'd say about a mile. When you come down Schuyler Avenue to get to my shop, I would say about another mile down the road.
You mean past your shop, another mile down the road?
But that's what I meant, yeah. When you're coming down, if you pass my shop, it'd be about another mile.
One day, maybe on another short work week or something, I'm sure I'll see another one. I'll plan on... when do you go home? Or you know, you run the shop, so maybe we can swing by. I'd like to see what your yard looks like. I might be able to come up with an idea for an antenna for you.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of hard in the dark, but we could always try it.
No, I was thinking of coming by, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we could try that. I'm going to scope it out this weekend when, let's see, today's Friday. The best time for me to do it is tomorrow afternoon when I get home.
And when I'm your cue, too bad you can't take some pictures and send them to me. Or at the very least, try to get a measurement of the backyard from the window where the coax is going to go, you know, to the edge of the property, see how much, you know, how much room you have. Like I said, I think your best bet for an antenna is one of those NFEDs, because they're real short. Like I said, you can get something with about 33 feet of wire from the feed point, just string it out toward the backyard, and then run the coax right into your shack. That might be your best bet.
Yeah, you know what I'll do, Charlie? I'll borrow Debbie's digital camera, and I'll take some pictures of the yard, and I know... I can just give her your email address, and I know she could do it from her house, you know, download it into the computer, however you do it. I don't know how you do it, but I know she should be able to do that with a digital camera.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Yeah, just give me some, you know, an idea what the back of the house looks like, the property line and stuff like that. We'll come up with something for you. You know, you want to get a decent antenna, you know, something that'll tune a few bands with no problem for that new radio. All right, very good. Well, let me get inside. Let me get this 5 hours started so I can get the hell out of here and get back home. Good talking to you guys. KD2BOR, KB2TIA, this is N1MUQ. I'll catch you guys maybe over the weekend. Don't forget, I'm off on Monday. You will not hear me Monday morning. Well, you might, if I have insomnia, but I'm taking the day off. Let's see, Brocky, over to you.
Okay, very good, Chuck. Talk to you over the weekend, and I guess maybe with you getting out of work this morning, I might hear you when I listen to the net.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot the net's on today. Yeah, maybe I'll check in today.
Okay, very good. 73, I'll be listening for you. KD2BOR Mobile, over to you, Steve.
73, Charlie. Have a good shift, and get home safe in the morning. And Rocky, take it easy. Don't work too hard. And also, I'll look for you, I guess, in the morning. And I probably should get some sleep. The kids are going to get me up about 7:38 to get them ready for school. So, and then after school, they'll have karate. So, but I should have some spare time in the afternoon, get to the post office, do all the stuff I have to mail out, and see if I can do a little DX hunting. So 73, KB2, TIA.
73, Steve.
Take care, guys, and when I'm UQ, Claire.
Let's see if Carlos is out there. KD2, DKO. KD2, VOR.
KD2, VOR.
Carlos, KD2BOR here. You're a little noisy, not maybe on your fault, but the repeater has been very noisy this morning. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Rocky. Yeah, I was talking to mail. I just, sometimes I get, you know, in listening mode, and I hear a good QSO going. I'm, you know, I'm not going to get in and interrupt, you know. But I heard you out there, and, you know, yeah, it's pretty noisy. I don't know what it is. They were talking earlier about propagation and the lightning storms and stuff, so maybe that's the reason it's pretty noisy.
Yeah, I was on 10 meters out last night when I got home for a little bit. I threw my call sign out. There was a station that heard me, and he was trying to come back to me, and I just couldn't pick him out of the noise level. So I just had to clear with him. I don't know where he was. He said some type of island. Don't ask me where. I mean, I was just about picking him out of the noise. That's what the guys were explaining to me this morning. Steve said he had a very high noise level, and Dolly said he had one yesterday also.
So what exactly is the situation where you live, Rocky? Are you in a, I know you're in a basement apartment, but is it okay with your landlord to put the antenna up?
Yeah, I'm in a basement apartment, Carlos, but I've had an Antron 99 up on the house since first I had a Starduster, and that got hit by lightning, and I've had an Antron 99 up. It's not on top of the house. It's on a lower portion of the house where the garage is. I can't say how high it is in the air. I don't remember, but he does allow me to have that, but I asked him already if I could put a new antenna up. And he said, yeah, so maybe while I'm putting that up, I might be able to sneak my ladder line J-pole out there also.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's going to be really good. You'll get that done. You told me you're like in a, you said you're like at the bottom of the hill, or is that where you are, like towards the bottom?
Yeah, my elevation isn't too high where I am. My shop is in Kearny, New Jersey, My girlfriend's house is in North Arlington, which her elevation is higher than mine, and I'm below that. I live in Harrison, right outside of Kearney. I don't know if you know where Harrison is.
Yeah, I know Harrison pretty well. That's where my first girlfriend, who's my current roommate, used to live. I used to visit her there all the time. Where in Harrison do you live?
I live on Davis Avenue between Central Avenue and Cross Street.
That's about 10 or 15 blocks away from where one of my roommates used to live, so... Yeah, I know the area. It's not that far.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's still all right down there. Okay, Carlos, I hate to cut the queue so short. You just got out there, but I'm at my destination, so if you're going to have the radio on, I'll give you a call when I get back in the car. KD2, TKO, KD2, VOR.
All right, Rocky, have a good 73. KD2 VOR, KD2 TKO will be on the side.
Be good. Catch you later. Again, Carlos, I'll only be in the mobile here for about another couple minutes on my way back to the shop.
Yeah, that's a roger, roger. Yeah, I was wondering, yeah, what kind of antenna are you using right now for the new rig?
The 10-meter rig, I'm using, I'm using the Antron 99, and it tunes up on 10 meters, no problem. The radio has an automatic antenna tuner in it, and I did put the meter on last night. I pushed the button on the radio for SWR, and when I was on 10 meters, my SWR was fantastic.
Excellent. Yeah, so, you know, I'm guessing that the only problem is because you live down in a valley. You know, the antenna is so low, you know, you're going to have problems receiving, but not transmitting.
Yeah, there was just so much static, Carlos, it was unbelievable. Okay, don't want to cut you short again, I'm sorry, but I'm at the shop and I got to work on one of the cabs. It's got to be on the road by 6 o'clock in the morning. I got to do a pinion seal on it, so maybe I'll catch you out there a little bit later, Carlos. KD2, DKO, KD2, VOR.
Rocky, have a good day. 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73, 73,